This is Press TV's Top 5. Thanks very much for joining us. The top Hamas leader in Gaza, Ismail Haniyeh, says Palestinians emerged victorious in Israel's war on the Gaza Strip. Haniyeh made those remarks in an address to thousands of Palestinians who were holding a victory rally in Gaza. He praised what he called Gazans' 50 days of brave resistance. Haniyeh further said the latest victory is even greater than previous ones against Israel. Several senior Hamas and Islamic Jihad leaders also appeared in public for the first time since Israel began its offensive on July the 8th. To discuss that further, we're now joined by Hisham Mahanna, Press TV's correspondent, who is joining us live now from Gaza itself. Now, Hisham, tell us at this time what the mood is like in Gaza, as well as Ismail Haniyeh's statement.
I'm afraid I couldn't hear you. Could you please repeat the question?
Sure. Tell us what the mood is like in Gaza as this truce has been signed, and of course, Ismail Haniyeh's statement as well.
Yes, the streets of Gaza Strip have been very busy yesterday as the Palestinians in the Gaza Strip wandered all over the city, went out to see their relatives and friends who couldn't see for almost 7 weeks during the last offensive. Ismail Haniyeh said that this is a victory for the Palestinians, but it's not fulfilled yet, as there are still a lot of prisoners in the Israeli jails who are waiting to go back to their families and rest in their arms. Now the Gazans are living another quiet and peaceful night, but they are still hearing the sound of the drones hovering over their heads. Still, these drones didn't leave the skies of Gaza Strip, which should have been included in the term of the ceasefire, that there should be no activity, including the drones flying over the Gaza Strip. The people are also waiting now for fulfilling the demands of their of the public on the Gaza Strip, named during the negotiations held in Egypt. This ceasefire should be followed by several procedures, starting by a gradual lifting of the siege, starting with opening the borders partially and increasing the fishing space in the sea from 3 to 6 nautical miles, as well as for the immediate intervention, including flooding and the humanitarian aid and medical supplies and the materials needed in order to reconstruct the Gaza Strip. These are the first three steps of lifting the siege and implemented by the initial ceasefire agreement. In a term of 1 month from now, all the stuck points of the negotiations will be discussed, including the release of the prisoners, including the seaport and the airport as well as for the complete lifting of the siege of the Gaza Strip, in addition to the other issues related to the freedom of movement and money coming into the Gaza Strip. However, the people could really enjoy now these moments of quietness, empty of any kind of attacking or shelling or explosions after the horrific and devastating weeks they have survived and been through by the Israeli war machines.
And Hisham, tell us at this time, what is the humanitarian situation like? We've been hearing, of course, that a lot of people have been going through the rubble, especially, you know, considering the destroyed buildings, etc. Tell us a bit more about that.
Humanitarian conditions haven't changed at all. They are still at the worst level could possibly be imagined, as there are still thousands of families fled from and displaced away from their houses, which were destroyed during the war. They are still now residing in either the UNRWA schools or at their relatives and friends in other apartments. Some of them were displaced more than two times, as everywhere they go to, it gets bombed and they have to evacuate it a few minutes before it gets also destroyed, like the same happened to their neighborhoods. The medical situation in Gaza Strip is still critical, as there are still a lot of casualties lying in the beds of the hospitals and waiting for receiving more intense medical care, which is until the moment not available in Gaza Strip, waiting for all the humanitarian medical aid possibly need to enter Gaza Strip as soon as possible. As well as for the devastation for the infrastructure, the power shortage, the water crisis, the environmental crisis as well, including the absence of the water, as well as for the sanitation and the refinery system damaged in the Gaza Strip. The most of the people, or half, 50% of the people are staying still in the UNRWA schools, suffer from diseases due to the bad conditions and livelihood they suffer in these hospitals and schools. These people need immediate solution for this dilemma.
Okay, Hisham, as always, thanks very much for that.